Tommy, first question is a simple one, I think. What's it like to play at Wembley?
It's brilliant. You know, it is a bit of a dream to walk out on the turf there with your family there and your friends. It is a special day.
What's the best thing about it?
Winning's the best thing. You know, I've been there on a losing team and a winning team, and although it is still nice to play there, the shine is taken off if you don't win the game, so that's important.
And the memories of last time when you won there in 2012, just how vivid are they?
Yeah, they're still very vivid. You know, I remember Westick getting the winner in the 90th minute, and you know, that's probably the best moment I've had on the football pitch. Whether it with the Johnson's pain in that split second, it could have been the Champions League final. You know, it meant that much to us, and hopefully we can do the same again on Sunday.
Different scenario this time. You were a League One club then, and you were struggling. This time, League Two club and doing very well. How would you compare the two teams, the one that you played in then and the one that you're playing in now?
I'd probably say similar, really. We had some good players in that year. You know, I think we were a little bit unfortunate that we didn't get off to a good start in League One, and that cost us in the end. But this time around, you know, we've got some fantastic players, and we'll go there full of confidence that if we do play well on the day, we'll be in with a good chance of winning.
What about the occasion? How much does that affect a play? Do you feel like it kind of sucks the energy out of you at various points? Perhaps maybe the first time when you play there, just the size of it?
I think it does, and I think that's important that we'll be going down there today to get acclimatised. You know, we'll have a look around the stadium, and it is important for the lads who've not been there before to have a little look round and take it in, because it can take your breath away a little bit when you walk out on the turf the first time, because it is a massive stadium. But I think that once that's out of the way and the first whistle goes, I'm sure all the lads will be ready for it.
Peterborough in some sense has got opponents for you, because you face a lot of teams that will come in and sit behind the ball. They won't, will they?
No, they've got some fantastic attacking players. I think they've got the top goal scorer in the league in Asamoah Longa. So yeah, it's going to be, I'd like to think, a quite open game. Plenty of entertainment for the fans, but I'd take a clean sheet now if you offered it me, that's for sure.
We see lots of games like this settled by penalties. I mean, how much do you study what they might do on penalties?
Yeah, well, I watched their semi-final against Swindon, and that went to penalties, and I noted down a few of the penalty takers and where they went and if they missed and if they scored. So, you know, on the day, anyone can change their mind and change their mind, but I've got a little insight into what a few of the lads do, so hopefully that'll stand me in good stead if it does go that far.
And you're not the only one with Wembley experience here. I mean, that's going to be key, isn't it? The likes of Ian Evatt, Gary Roberts, who's here today as well. They both played there. Drew's been involved too.
Yeah, we have got some good experience. I think Ian Evatt's sick to death of going to the place, to be honest. I think that's four or five times he's been. But yeah, it's always nice to have a little bit of experience in your squad. But I think for the players who've not played there before, especially the younger lads, I'm sure they're going to embrace the occasion and perform on a big stage.
Performance is key, isn't it? No matter what the outcome is, you don't want to go there and play badly. As long as you play well, the outcome doesn't really matter in a lot of ways, does it?
Well, that's it. You know, we've got to go there and just make sure we do his job. We'll be prepared well. The gaffer will make sure we know their dangers and their threats. And like you say, if you play well and you don't win, you can walk away with your head held high. You know, that's football.
You only want one trip there, don't you, this season? Just one?
Yes, just the one. You know, we're in a decent enough position in the league. We've got six games to go and we need to make sure we're in the top three. And, you know, I imagine if we can win four or five of the six games, we won't be far off the league as well, so that's got to be the focus.
How are you playing at the moment? Obviously, the other night was clearly important, wasn't it, to get that win?
It was a massive win. You know, I think the gaffer touched on it before. A lot of teams shut up shop when they play us, which makes it difficult. And we managed to squeeze a little 1-0 win, and yeah, we've got six more cup finals now to the end of the season. Hopefully we can be in the top three.
Are you confident you can get across the line now?
Yeah, I've been confident all season. You just have to look at the players around the place. We've got some very good players. And, you know, we're at the business end now. And some teams will embrace it and some teams won't. And we need to make sure we do embrace it and get to where we need to be.
If you win the cup and get promoted, it's got to be your best season, hasn't it?
Yeah, definitely. And you know, I mentioned out there, a League Two team to do a double, you know, whether it with the Johnson's Pit in the league, it would be fantastic, yeah.